with SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The president has placed 25% tariffs on all imports from Mexico and Canada that will go into full effect in April after 2 months of various suspensions with a lower 10% charge on oil and other energy products from Canada. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says those tariffs are simply aimed at making sure other nations pay what they force the U.S. to pay.
This keeps being characterized as a hostile move against our allies. These are global tariffs on steel, on aluminum, on autos, on semiconductors. Eventually, the president stated this. And then in April, the intention to put tariffs, assuming that the study comes back and so forth. But what they've discussed is a global reciprocal tariff. Understand what that means. That means basically whatever some country charges us, that's what we're going to charge them.
President Trump's tariffs have led to a rare bipartisan alliance among Kentucky's political leaders.
The president's escalating trade war prompted the European Union to announce a 50% tariff on American whiskey starting next month. As a result, Kentucky Democratic Governor Andy Beshear and Republican Senators Mitch McConnell and Rand Paul have bonded together to voice their disapproval of the White House tariffs policy. They point to potential job losses in their state's bourbon industry as well as higher costs for the American people. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Former U.S. Senator Jim Talent says President Trump has the right to deport green card holder Mahmoud Khalil for organizing violent anti-Semitic protests at the University of Columbia.
You can deport somebody, obviously, unless and until they become an American citizen, for any cause for which you could have denied them the visa in the first place.
Senator Talent told the Salem Radio Network Khalil is not only an outspoken anti-Semite and supporter of a foreign terrorist group, Hamas, but also committed crimes, including the destruction of property. This is SRN News. A new poll questions Americans about transgenderism.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it asks whether the growing acceptance of transgenderism as a legitimate lifestyle by society as a whole is good or bad. 39% of the general population says it's a good thing. 38% say bad. 21% don't think it matters. However, amongst people who describe themselves as Christians, 47% say the acceptance of transgenderism by society is a bad thing, compared to 29% who say it's good. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
American Jews who fled their Syrian homeland decades ago are urging the Trump administration to lift sanctions on that country. They say those sanctions are blocking them from restoring some of the world's oldest synagogues and rebuilding Syria's decimated Jewish community. Members of the Hamra family, who fled Damascus in the 90s, returned to Syria last month for the first time. They were among a group that briefed State Department officials on that trip this month. This is SRN News. Senator Tom Cotton is applauding President Trump for leading the effort to establish more semiconductor chip factories here in the U.S.
What really needs to happen for America's safety and prosperity is to build enough redundant and resilient manufacturing capacity here in the United States that we can supply or we can survive any kind of disruption of semiconductor supply coming from Taiwan.
And Senator Cotton says that the president is safeguarding the country from possible disruptions at the existing plants in Taiwan.
Whether it's the kind of routine, normal chips that go into things like appliances and tractors and automobiles, or the most cutting-edge high-end chips, of which Taiwan produces almost all the supply for the world. So I think it's a very welcome development.
That's Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas. He spoke this week with the Salem Radio Network. More details at srnnews.com.